Today's Shir Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin. We will begin on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Teaches us the Gemara, who Gavra, there was an individual, the Tzamtzma L'chayusa D'chavra B'Shimsha. He put his friend out into the in the sun, Obeisa, and the animal died. He took somebody else's animal, put the animal out in the sun, and because of the sun, the animal died. And the question is it considered as if he caused the animal to die or not? Says the Ravina Machayev. Ravina said he has to pay for what he did. Rav Achbarav said he's Potter. Ravina Machayev. Ravina said that he's Chayev because he learned the following Kavachoymer. Omar Ritzayach, when we speak about somebody who kills, Shrei loy osaba shogi kamezit. The standard of when you chayiv for doing ritzicha is a much more difficult standard than the standard for when somebody does damage. Because when somebody murders, shloy osaba, the Torah doesn't treat shogi kamezit. If somebody did it shogi, as if he did it b'mezit, the Torah doesn't treat if somebody did it by oinus, and we'll say in a minute what that means, versus somebody who does it karotzit, still the halacha is chayiv bayas mitzamtzim. As we've been learning, if somebody forces somebody into such a situation, and because of that, the victim dies, the halacha is that he's considered a murderer. Nezikin, when we speak about nezikin, she'osobah shogi kamezit, where the halacha does treat a shogig like a mezid, where halacha does treat the oinus like a rotzen, and then, so certainly the halacha ought to be shechayv and mitzamtzim, that the mitzamtzim, somebody who did this, should be chayiv. So Taisa says, what is the example of nezikin where we treat oinus karotzen? That if somebody, for example, is demolishing his wall, that over a place where people are not normally frequenting, and while he's doing that, there was somebody that was there, and the person got hurt. The law is that it's considered like, even though it's an oinus, he had no reason to assume that the person was there. And the law is, as far as ritzicha, if by doing something like we just identified, somebody would be killed, the law is that he's potter, but if it was a situation of nezikin, he would be chayiv. Similar example, if somebody has a stone in his, he's holding a stone, and he forgot that he's holding the stone, and he gets up and the stone harms somebody, by nezikin it'll be chayiv, by ritzicha it'll be potter. However, Tosfos points out that even though the Gemara just said that by nezikin we treat oinus karotzen, there are exceptions to this halacha. Halacha that we discussed. If somebody, for example, went to sleep on a bed, and then while he's sleeping, somebody else deposited on the bed different kalim, different objects, and he broke it, there the halacha is that that's not considered a case that it'd be chayiv. Another example is we learned where somebody's father left over an animal. They and the Simon had no reason to assume that this wasn't their father's animal. And based on that, they slaughtered that animal and ate it. And then it turns out it's an animal that the father had borrowed. We learned that they don't have to pay the full value. So we see that Taisa says that even in a case of oinus, there are going to be cases that you're potter. The Ramban has a different approach. And Ramban's approach is that there's no such an excuse. Taisus is saying it depends. Remember, we discussed this when we learned Masech Bava Kama. Taisus differentiates between what Taisus calls an oinus gomer, a high level oinus, and a low level oinus, which a low-level oinus yichayiv, and a high-level oinus yipotter. The Ramban, we learned, has a different approach. The Ramban's approach is that by Nezikin, you're always chayiv for oinus. Just sometimes, the examples that Tosfos gave, he says it's not that there's no chayiv by Nezikin in those cases. Sometimes it's the Nizik's fault more than the Mazik's fault. In the case where it's more the Nizik's fault than the Mazik's fault, that's where the halacha is that you're not chayiv. But Nezikin, you're always chayiv by Nezikin, you're always chayiv by oinus. That's the Ramban's approach. So ask the Aruch HaNer, Agumar is saying that how do we know you're going to be chayiv by Nezikin if somebody left the animal out in the sun? Because we learn it from Ritzeach. If Ritzeach, you're chayiv in this case, Nezikin, you're certainly chayiv. So ask the Aruch HaNer, we've been learning over and over, Ein Onshin Min HaDin. We can't use a Kal V'Chomer to teach you that you're chayiv. So how come over here we'll be able to use this Kal V'Chomer? So the Aruch HaNer says that since this is a situation of Mammon, the halacha is that Ein Onshin Min HaDin. There's no rule of Ein Onshin Min HaDin. And according to what we discussed in our previous year, it's very understandable why that is the case. Because we learned in our previous year two reasons why we ought not to say Onshin Min HaDin. One reason we gave in that shir was that we can't come up with a Kal V'Chomer because maybe that punishment is inadequate that we're coming up with through the Kal V'Chomer. But that obviously will not be the case when we're talking about Mammon, because there's no concern that there's the punishment, the right punishment. The moment that's being paid is not a punishment. Another explanation we said is because what happens if the Kal V'Chomer is refuted and we gave the punishment? Here, that wouldn't be a concern. The reason it wouldn't be a concern is because here you're paying money, and if you end up that you shouldn't have paid the money, then the halach is that you'll just give back the money. That's why the Aruch HaNer says that isn't a consideration. It's not the opinion of everyone that those that say that we say Ein Onshin Min HaDin even by Dinei Mamnas. Says the Gemara of Achbar Rav Poiter. Rav Achbar Rav says that somebody does damage through a case of Tzamtzum is Poiter. Ask the Gemara Amar Mesharsha, my Tamid Avud of Abba the Poiter. Why was Rav Achbar, who was your grandfather, say that you Poiter by this case? It says because Amakra, the Pasuk says, I be Eva he called Biyadai, Vyamas, Mois Yumas Hamakar, Ritzeichu. Ritzeich, the Torah is teaching us explicitly, the Ritzeich, with the Chayv Lama Mitzamtzim. By a murderer, there's a concept of being Chayv Mitzamtzim. Mazikin, Loi Chayv Lama Mitzamtzim. By Mazikin, there is no such a halacha. Amar Rava, continues the Gemara. Kafsai, if somebody tied up somebody else, and Maisbarov, and then the victim, Rachman Slan, died from hunger. The halacha is Potter. The person who did this is Potter. And the reason why the person who did this is Potter is because at the time that he did what he did, the reason for death wasn't there. When this individual got tied up, he was still not hungry. And then since it came later, so that's why it's considered a grumma. And Tosfos adds that even if this victim was already hungry at the time he was tied up, that still doesn't mean that he was on the way to death, because he might have been hungry at that moment, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he would have died because he might have not gotten something to eat before. In other words, it's not something that's for certain going to come. The wording he uses, soif rav lavoi. It's not a situation where it's certainly going to come. Vamarava, continues the Gemara, kafs b'chama, if somebody tied up somebody else out in the sun, where the sun is certainly going to come, or mace, and then the victim passes away, or betzina, or somebody put him up in a place where it's very cold, and then he's tied up and being left there, Macy passes away, chayiv. Why? Because here, unlike the case of Rav, The halacha is that yichayev v'soif cham lavoi, because the heat, the sun is certainly coming, and soif tzina lavoi, and soif, and the cold is certainly coming, and soif cham lavoi, soif tzina lavoi, potter, because at the time of the death, he's not, at the time of the death, he's not going to, his potter, because it's not for sure that's going to come. In other words, the way to understand the Gemara, that in a place that the reason for death is already there, and therefore, he when he did it, he already did an act of murder. In a case where the reason for death is not there currently, since the reason for death is not there currently, so therefore, even though it's going to come, the halacha is that he's not chayiv. But, says Taisus, if it's a case where the reason for his death is already there, that means if the person, it's already hot, then it's something else. Vamarava, another halacha, kafsal fnei. But if somebody was tied up in front of a lion, potter, because that victim cannot have done anything. Even if he wasn't tied up, the lion would have attacked him. But if he was tied up, lefnei yitushim, in front of insects, and these insects harmed him to the degree that he died, chayiv. Because had he not been tied up, he could have escaped. It's only in a case where he was, where even if he was not tied up, he would be hurt. Rav Ashi amar afilu lefnei yitushim, nami potter. Rav Ashi says that even if he was tied up in front of insects, the murderer is potter. Shehani asdu v'hani asi. The insects that killed him aren't the insects that actually, the insects that killed him were not the insects that he got tied up, because the insects are different insects that come all of the time. Itmar. So says the Gemara, kafalav gigas. If somebody took a person who's sleeping and put over him a barrel, and because of that he suffocated, or parala maziva, or while somebody's sleeping, somebody opened up the roof of the house and the cold came in and that killed the person, Rava Rav Zeira. So it says this is the subject of a machlokes Rava and Rav Zeira. Chara mechayif, because at the moment that he put the barrel over the person, the moment that he opened the roof over the person, the reason for death began, the charam of potter, and the other one is potter. So the way to show him explain this Gemara, these two cases are not the same like what we learned with Saif, the sun is going to ultimately come, the moon is, the cold is ultimately going to come. Because those cases, when the person got tied up, there was no sun and there was no wind at that point. In this case, as soon as he opened up the ceiling, as soon as he put the barrel on top of him, at that point, the danger began. Because, and moreover, that it's not to the same degree that somebody was tied up in the sun, but right now he's okay. Here, the danger began right away. And that's why one of the two opinions, Rav and Rav Zeira, say in this case, Yechayiv. But the Gemara has not identified who holds what. Says the Gemara, the Stayim, the Rav Udamar Potter. Rav is the one that's going to hold that he's Potter. Damar Rav, Rav's opinion is, Kofso Meis Barav. If somebody was tied up in, he died in hunger, his potter. So Rav Zdefa says that if somebody's going to be tied up and he's going to be left to die out of hunger, the halacha is that it's considered like a groma. Rashi points out, however, that even though the murderer is exempt from Mises Bezdin, he's still going to be chayv b'dei shemayim. And the Rambam also writes that a person who indirectly causes another death was called a retzeach. He's called a murderer, and he's Chai Misim De Shemayim. The wording of the Rambam is V'dorish Domim Dorish Mimenu Dam. The Mechas Chinuch discusses an interesting halacha. He asks, we learned earlier on Daf Ayin Beis, the halacha of a roidif. The halacha is somebody's trying to kill somebody else. We are allowed to do whatever we can to stop him. The question is, when we say the halacha of a roidif, will a person who's causing another person to die, but he's not doing it in a way that he will be chayiv misa because it's doing it through a grumma, will there be a din of roidif? The Arsameich and the Rosh both say that the halacha of roidif even applies in such a situation. And therefore they say that somebody who's standing there, and certainly the victim himself, sees that somebody's trying to do this to him, have a right to take whatever action is necessary to stop him. So here we see that Rava holds that if somebody tied up somebody, and at this point it's not a situation that will cause him to die, the halacha is, according to Rava, Yipater. So the same thing in this case, where you were tied up with the barrel with the ceiling. Says the Mar Adrabba, Tistayim the Reb Zeru Dama Potter. So if we're going to say that Rav is the man that says Potter, Reb Zeru must be the man that says Chayiv. But says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that Reb Zeru would hold Potter. Dama Reb Zeru, hi man, the Isle of Chavre based the Shisha. Somebody took his friend into a home that is closed up, Vadlik Le Sharga, and he lit a candle in that room, Umais, and because there's no air in that room, the victim suffocated. The halacha is the murderer is chayiv. What do we see from here, suggests the Gemara? That why does Reb Zeira say that the murderer would be chayiv in such a case? Because tamed the adal sharga, because he lit the candle, which means he actually did an act of causing that of killing him. Hi adal sharga. Had he not put on the candle, then. And there wouldn't have been that suffocation issue because of the heat. Loi. Says the one, Amr, Hassam, in that case, when somebody's brought into such a room, Loi Shargah Loi Masla Havla, if there's no candle, if there's no reason for suffocation, the person won't die. Hacha, but in our case, Loi Shargah, without the candle, just putting him out in the cave, under the open ceiling, or putting him under the gigas, under that barrel, mascha chavah b'shatei, it begins right away. And since that act begins right away, that's why, according to Rav Zeira, the Gemara is saying now, it would be considered an act of murder. And Rav Zeira would be chavot chayiv, and Rav would hold potter. Here we're learning the concept of when you do something, is it considered that you did something, at what point is it considered you did something that you should be chayiv? And the Paiskim used this Gemara to discuss a situation where there are individuals who wear photo-grade lenses on their glasses. And as soon as they go out, the glasses change color. And the question is, what may somebody do that on Shabbos? May somebody wear such glasses and goes from inside to outside where it's sunny and the sun is there, may he do that? So, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in the Sefer Shmiras Shas Kol Chasoy, says that it's permissible because the person doesn't do anything. It's the sun that's doing something. It's no different, he says, that if somebody sits out on Shabbos in the sun and he gets a suntan, that's not considered that he did Soveya. But Reb Shlomo Zalman does agree that if there are different types of taking temperature, and one is that you put it on the forehead and then changes colors, and you know if the person has fever, in such a case, he agrees that it's usur. The Archa Shabbos says he doesn't understand that just like an Agamara, that if somebody was tied up, Rava just said, if you're tied up in the sun, where it's certainly going to come immediately, the halacha is that you're chayiv. So here too, since as soon as you go out to the sun will change the color of your lenses, you should chayiv. The Shas HaTshuvas Petzel HaChochma takes a more lenient view on the situation. And he says that it's not your doing that causes the lenses to change color by you going out to the sun. It's really a chemical reaction based on different chemicals that are in those lenses. And therefore, he suggests that that's not what our Gemara is considered, and it should be mutter. The Shas HaTshuvas Avnei Yishpa quotes Rabbi Yosha Zatzal. He says that he doesn't agree with the approach of the Betzel HaChochma to say that it's completely the chemical in the glasses that caused this to happen doesn't really make sense. Because if you'll stay indoors all day, the color of your glasses, of your lenses, won't change. And therefore, it's your going out that causes it. And if it happens right away, then it's you that caused the change of color. And therefore, he suggests that Rabbi Yosef said that one may not wear such glasses on Shabbos. Sulam Tris Samonim Bekoisel. Amar Avadach Velabor. If somebody pushed somebody else into a bar, and then somebody else came out and pulled them out of that bar, and therefore the halacha is ba'ach v'silkai. Ba'ach v'silkai. Amar Avadach Velabor. Somebody was pushed into a bar, but there's a sulam. The bar. There's a sulam right there that the victim could have climbed out. Or ba'ach v'silkai. And somebody else came and took away that ladder, taking away from him the way he could get out of the bar. But feel who could have v'silkai. Or even if the person who pushed him into the bar was the one that take away the ladder, Potter. Why? The Beit Nidashadjei, at the moment he was thrown into the bar, Yochel Lalis, he could have come out. So since at that moment what he did was not an act of murder, since at that point it wasn't an act of murder, the taking away of the ladder is not considered an act of ladder. And as the Miri explains, if the person would have been killed because he was pushed into the bar, so then it's something else. So the ladder is not a consideration. Here, the person expired because he was left in that bar. Since the person expired because he was left in the bar, so if there's a ladder, that isn't considered an act of murder. And taking away the ladder is not an act of murder itself, and therefore he's not chayif. Similarly, v'amarav azark b'chetz, if somebody threw a spear at somebody else, and tris b'yodai, and the person is holding a shield that will protect him from getting harmed by that spear. And then Bach of a Nutley, and then somebody took away that shield. But Filu who caught of a Nutley, even if the person who threw the spear was the one that took away the shield, Potter. Again, the same reason. The Bednad of Shajibay, at the time he threw the spear, Mifsik Paske Gera, there was something that was there to protect him. And since there was something there to protect him, the taking away the shield is only considered an act of grumma. And since it's only considered a act of grumma, he's not chayiv. Another case. Vam Rava, Zorak b'chetz. Somebody threw a spear at somebody else. The samonim b'yodai. But the victim was holding on to medicine that could have taken care of him. Or b'ach of a pizron. And then somebody took the medicine and dispersed it. Vafilu who called him pizrim, or even if the person that threw the spear did so, Potter. Again, the Bashid and the Shadabay, at the moment he threw the spear, it's not an act of murder. The Yachal Shapasu, he had a way to take care of himself by applying the Samonim. Amar Ravashi, Hilkach. Afilu, even if the person did not have Samonim, but there are Samonim Bishuk, there are Samonim available, so therefore, the person is not necessarily considered a victim. He had a way to take care of himself, and therefore, throwing the spear is not considered an act of murder. Amalei Ravi Acha Berei Derav Rashi, that if you're saying as long as samonim are available, that's why it's not considered an act of murder. Nizdamlu samonim. What happens that he had the victim got samonim? Mahu. How do we look at the Zoyrik? Do we say that the victim had a way to take care of himself? Or do we say, at the time that the spear was thrown, the victim didn't have any samonim, nor did he have any way to receive samonim? Amalei, so to which Rav Ashi said, since at a certain point, the person who threw the spear could have saved himself. So therefore, Hare Yotzim Bezdin Zakai, the halacha is that the person who throws the spear will be potter. Vamrava, Zarek Tzorah Kaisel. If somebody threw a stone at a wall, and the stone rebounded, V'chazor Achra, and it rebounded backwards for Hargoy, and it kills somebody who's standing there, Chayiv. Says the Ratana Tana, and says the Gemara, so did we learn in the Braisa. Kigon Elam Sach Bekader, those that play ball, Shahargoy, and they threw something against the wall, and then it bounced back, and it rebounded and it killed somebody. If he did it, B'mezid, that was his intention, the halacha is that he's Chayiv. If he did it, B'mezid, Nairogim, and he'd be killed. But if he did it, B'shagig, if somebody did this b'shagig, then the halacha is that he's potter, that he's not chayiv because he did it, he's going to chayiv galus. Says the Gemara, b'shagig galin, ask the Gemara, b'shagig galin, of course, in such a case, he's going to be go to galus. Pshita, don't these travel together, that if you did it b'mezid, it's considered an act of murder. If you did it b'shagig, you go to galus. Answers the Gemara, the chiddush here is b'mezid nerogim mitzuchalei. That if it was done b'mezid, the person who did it would get killed. Why? What's the chiddush? The matzei masra seifiku. Since we know that before somebody could get punished for such an act, chayiv misa for such an act, you have to have a proper asra. Because here maybe it should be considered asra sofik. Because mi yemi de hadra, who says it's going to rebound, and therefore when the person is being warned, don't do this, it should not be considered a proper act of Asra, because Asra is only when the act will certainly happen, Kamash Malon, that it's considered a proper act of Asra. Tani Rav Tachlifa by Marava Kamed Ravua, Kigon Elam Sach Kimbekador. So the Gemara continues to discuss somebody who's playing ball, and with the rebound, the ball hit somebody, what's going to be the halacha? So says the Gemara, Kigon Elam Sach Kimbekador. Those that play ball, if Hargoy, and it killed somebody that's standing there within Dalar Amis of the ball bouncing back, then the halacha is potter. The person who threw the ball will be potter. And if it went Chutzlar Amis, if it was there, if it bounced back more than Dalar Amis, then the person who did this will be Chayiv. Of course, again, the Rishonim say that we'll have to give the proper Asra, because if there won't be Asra, it can never be Chayiv. Amar Ravina Ravashi. Hey Chidami. Gemara just made a very interesting point. The Gemara differentiated if the ball bounced less than 4 amos or more than 4 amos. And the Gemara, of course, wants to understand why would that make a difference. Amar Ravina Hey Chidami. Either Kanichalei, if he's playing ball and he wants the ball to rebound, so then the halacha is afilu portanami. Even if he bounced back, even a small amount, he ought to be considered a murderer. If he's not interested in the ball rebounding, then there wasn't any intention for rebounding, and then the halacha should be the afilu tuvanami. Even if he rebounded more than 4 amos, he should be chayiv. He should not be chayiv, because there was no intention. And even for galus, the halacha is, the pasuk says, by Golus, Pashas Mishpatim, Vasha Loit Soda, that somebody who had no intention, then there's no Chiv Golus. If he had intention, should be Chayiv. So what is the case here? Amalei, to which Rav Ashi responded to Ravina. Stam Masachim Bekadim, somebody who plays ball, Kama Mid Nech Nichalei, he wants it to rebound a decent amount. So the person who played ball had every intention that it should rebound. He only wanted it to rebound at least Dalar Amos. So when it rebounded less than Dalar Amos, that wasn't his intention at all. Since that wasn't his intention at all, so we just said when there's no intention, there's no gullus. But when it rebounded more than 4 Amos, that's already his intention, and that's why he's chayiv. Says the Gemara. But now we're learning that when the ball rebounds, it's considered the direct act of the person who threw the ball. Ask the Gemara, remember the Kaigavna, Kaichahu? Does that mean that in such a situation, it's considered a direct result of the person who threw the ball's action? For money. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah Masechta Parah, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph teaches us, HaMekadosh, the halacha is that somebody takes the ash of the Parah Aduma and takes the Mayim Chaim and mixes them to make the mixture that's going to be sprinkled on the person that's Tamei. And now what happened was, V'nosfal L'kiddush Al-Yodai Oyal Atzad, if the ash fell in on the side of the Keli, V'akach Nofal L'Shekekes, and then it fell in, Posel. The water is not considered having been prepared, the mechatis is not considered having been prepared properly, because the ash only fell onto the water by rebound, not direct. So we see that something that's not done directly is not considered my act. So why over here, when somebody plays ball and it rebounds, is it considered my act? And it's the Gemara, Hakam Ma'iskinen B'Shoises, where the water did not come because of my energy at all. The water was put into the keli and then it rolled down onto the ash. So there's really no act of mine that caused this to happen. Tashma. The Mishnah of Masechta Parah teaches us another Mishnah. Machat, if you have a needle that's tamei, shinasuna ala cheres vizalea, and somebody has this machat on a piece of earthenware, and he spritzes the mechatis on this needle because the needle has to become tar. And we didn't see that the water directly hit the machat, the suffik. And now we have a question. Ala machat hizit, did the water hit the needle and therefore the needle is now tar? Suffik ala cherechiza, or did the water just hit the earthenware? Or mitzalea, and from there, the water rolled onto the needle, and that's why it would not be considered an act of hazah. So the difference of halacha is hazah psula. It's not considered a valid psula. But so we see again, if it's not a direct act, it's not considered an act. Answers the Gemara again. Amar v'chinner by Yehuda Mishmei the Rav, Motz Itmer. The way to learn the Mishnah there is differently. We have a situation. We don't know exactly what happened. How did the water end up on the needle? If we knew that if it came, what the Gemara is suggesting, if we knew that it came indirectly, then the person would be considered an act of hazal. But because we didn't actually see what happened, we don't know what really happened and how this needle got wet, and therefore we have to treat the needle that it's still tummy. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rava, Haiman the Kafsil Chavri, somebody tied up somebody else, Vashkalei Bitka Mamayim, and then he caused the current of water to come and hit the victim. Giri the Dehu, it's considered his act, and the halacha is that this person is considered a murderer. The person, it's considered his direct act, and therefore he's chayiv. For Ritzicha, he's going to be chayiv, Mises Saif. Hani Mili, says the Gemara further, B'kayak Rishon. When we talk about this, says Rapapa, it's only a situation where the water that the murderer caused should come. The first Rashi explains, it's the water that came immediately, not the water that comes later. Ava b'koich sheni, the water that came from further away. So there's two ways of looking at this in the Rishonim. One was the water that was there right away, not the water that came later. Or another way of learning it, that the difference between Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni, is the water that's right by the victim is the water that kills him, then he's chayiv. But if the water that ultimately killed him is the water that was further away, then it would not be considered his act. And it will be considered a grum ba'alma, and he's potter. So the Shulchan Aruch teaches us in Chayshim Mishpat that if somebody has an animal that stamped on a keli and it broke it, and then the shards fell onto another keli and broke them, so the halach is on the first keli you pay nezek shalim, and the second keli you pay chatzi nezek. And the difference, and the Shalos HaTshuvos Chelkos Yaakov says, what's going to be the halach if somebody is throwing a knife and the knife fell out of its handle and it killed, or the knife sprang away, then all these cases, he doesn't go to Golas. So we see that there are different rules. When is it considered my act or not? And he uses our Gemara the way to understand this. He says, anything that happens immediately because of my act is kaychoy, and it's considered an act of murderer. Anything that doesn't happen because of my immediate act is not considered kaychoy, and therefore I'm not chayiv. And he uses that to quote what the Tfu Shor says. The question is, if somebody developed some sort of a system where he has the knife attached to a pulley and the knife shechs an animal, will it be considered that I did an act of shechita or not? So he says, if you're constantly moving it, then it's considered your act. But if you stop, then it would not be considered your act. Vamra papa. Zorak tsror lamala. If somebody threw a stone going up, v'ochel tzodim, but instead of going up, it went to the side, v'harga, and it killed somebody, chayiv. Amalei ma'abar v'ashel papa mai tama. Why is the murderer chayiv? Mishum dekoichahu. So says the Gemara, if that's the consideration, that anything that happened because of the murderer's act is chayiv, so then why tezel ale? It should have gone upwards. Vila, so Rapapa said, ilav kaychu tezel tachas. It would not, in other words, something, the natural way something travels is gravity pulls it down. So if we see that it didn't go down, says Rapapa, it must be that it's because of the act of the person that threw it. Ella, says the Gemara, kayach kachashu. He says, indeed, there's two different types of kayach. Something that goes directly in the direction with the person who threw it, then he's chayiv. But if it, even if it doesn't go directly in the direction where the person threw it, but it went somewhere because of his throwing, even though it didn't go where he wanted it to go, so the Gemara is saying that's called koyach kochosh, a weaker koyach, but it's still his koyach. And since it's still his koyach, that's why the person will be chayiv, will be considered an act of ritzicha, only if it goes down. So that when it goes down, it's a proof that it's not his energy, it's just gravity, will he be potter?